I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. In a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court is giving Florida another chance to make its case that Georgia uses too much water and leaves too little for its southern neighbor. The long-running fight is over Georgia's use of water from the Chattahoochee and Flint rivers that serve Metro Atlanta and Georgia's agricultural industry. The court said that a special master appointed to hear the lawsuit should reconsider Florida's argument that limiting how much water Georgia uses would provide more for Florida. The special master had recommended to the court that it side with Georgia and reject Florida's call for limiting water consumption from the Flint River. A new designation from the National Institute of Health will help a Georgia medical school pursue two key programs. The NIH named Mercer University's Center for Rural Health and Health Disparities one of two centers of excellence for rural health in the country. The other is in Montana. The designation comes with a $700,000 award. Mercer's Jacob Warren says the money will help them launch a telemedicine program for people with diabetes or hypertension who don't have easy access to a doctor.
We spent the past 5 years developing that intervention and conducting a clinical trial to test its effectiveness. We built it as a scalable program that other similar clinics can implement wherever they are.
The grant will also help recruit and train doctors who agree to practice medicine in rural communities across the state. Today, June 27th, is National HIV Testing Day. According to HIV.gov, more than 2,300 Georgia residents become infected each year, and less than 15% are aware of their status. HIV testing is available at local public health departments across the state. And Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she is not a fan of the state taking over Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Last week, the state Senate created a study committee to examine whether the world's busiest airport could be better run by a state board. According to the AJC, Bottoms has shared her concerns with the committee's chairman, Republican State Senator Burt Jones. But Jones says it's important to consider all the options to maximize the airport's potential. Bottoms says she plans to select a new chief procurement officer for the city, and that should alleviate concerns lawmakers have about the way the airport is run. In sports, the Braves lost to Cincinnati 5-3 last night. The two teams play again this afternoon at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.